What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. What I want to talk about in today's episode is 401ks, but more specifically, should you get your company match on your 401k? Should you do that? And the reason I have to answer this question is because I've seen a lot of things recently on social media claiming the 401k is a scam. You should not take your company match, even if you get it, at your 401k because a 401k is a scam. It is not great. And I'm here to say that, number one, a 401k is not a scam. Usually, the people that are saying that are usually trying to sell you something else. So be careful when you hear that. If someone's telling you a 401k is a scam, very shortly after, they're going to follow up by saying, but you should buy this, or but you should get this from me. So be careful when people tell you 401k is a scam, because it's not a scam. You're getting your money invested into the market. Yeah, sometimes the options aren't the greatest. You don't get to pick what you invest into, but usually you can find from the list of funds or the list of things that your 401k offers, you can find good ones usually. But secondly, when you get offered a company 401k match, like if your company offers a match, let's say, for example, you work for a company that offers 100% matching up to 3%. You put in the 3%. Let's say for your income, that 3% is $150 a month. Guess what? You're not contributing $150 a month to your portfolio. You're contributing $300. Yeah, you put in $150, but your company also is putting in $150 for you. Meaning on your $150, guess what? You just got an instant 100% return on your money. You put in $150, your company put in $150, so you've already made $150. I understand that you're not immediately getting that. You can't like withdraw it because usually you have to vest into your 401k and you can't take it out early, right? Because there's penalties with 401ks with early withdrawals. But on your contributions today, your $150, you're getting an instant double. You're getting an extra $150. And that's going into the market. So $300 invested into something that's probably going to grow your money over the long term until you reach retirement age. So it's an instant 100% return and then compounded to whenever you take it out. So 401k is not a scam. And if your company offers a match, at a minimum, you should take the match. And I'm going to show you some math here. Why that is very powerful to your portfolio balance. When you get to the age of retirement, it's time to start withdrawing from your 401k and roll it to an IRA and you know start withdrawals there and live off of it. If your company offers a match and you take advantage of it, how much more money you could have set aside for you? So let's take an example. Let's take Jack and Jill. They both start day one at a new company. Jack and Jill sit in their meeting with HR and they say, hey, we offer a 401k. And we offer 100% matching up to 3%. Jack and Jill hear that. Jack's like, oh, whatever. That sounds stupid. I'm just going to, you know, put my money into an IRA and I'm not going to get the match because why would I get the match? I read on Twitter that 401ks are scams. So I did it through an IRA. I don't need the match. And then Jill hears that. She's not on Twitter, obviously. She says, oh, that's great. I will take that extra 100% return on my money up to 3%. So they do this for 35 years. They start at zero, and based on their income, they're both contributing $149 a month. Now, obviously, that will probably progress as you make more money, right? 3% of 50 grand is X amount of dollars, which is less than 3% of 100 grand, which is less than 3% of 200 grand. But for sake of this example, we're going to say 3% of their income is $149 a month. And that's just going to stay consistent. It just makes this easy. So Jack puts in $149 a month, starts at zero, and he does this for 35 years and gets an average rate of return of 8% per year. His balance in 35 years in his IRA, because he read 401ks are scams, you shouldn't get the match, even if your company offers it, don't get the match. His portfolio balance is $341,788. Obviously, nothing to balk at there. That's still a good sum of money compared to the average of what society does currently. That's still really good. Not great, but still good. So that's Jack. Jill, remember, Jill doesn't have Twitter. She didn't read that 401ks are scams. She didn't fall trap to someone selling her something else because 401ks are scams. So Jill sits in that HR meeting, says, that's great, I'm going to do this. Same income as Jack. Again, same assumption that 3% stays the same. So that's $149 per month as well. So they're both putting in $149 a month. However, Jill takes advantage of her 401k, of the employer match of 100% up to 3%. So she's getting the full match, meaning her company is also putting in $149 a month. She does this for 35 years, assuming an 8% rate of return. Guess what her balance is? It's not $341,000. No, no, no. It's $822,000. $822,000. That's the difference between getting your 401k match, in this example, Jack versus Jill. This is why I say at a minimum, if you're at a company that offers a 401k, and if you're hearing this, you're like, I don't have a 401k. Not every company offers a 401k, but a lot of companies do. And if they offer a match, in my opinion, again, this is my opinion. This is not personalized to you because I don't know your situation, but in general, I believe you should take at a minimum your company 401k match. You should take it at a minimum. Because not only is it an instant 100% return on your money, Jill, for example, puts in $149, her company matches, same contribution every month, $149, she's getting a 100% rate of return on her money that she's contributing each month, but also because you're putting in two times the amount of money every month, you're going to end up with way more money at retirement versus if you just try to do it by yourself. And on top of this, if Jack were to try to have the same balance as Jill, he would have to find another $149 a month out of his income to match the same contributions that Jill is getting. But she's only putting in 50% of the money if Jack was trying to match it. But right now, she's getting 2x, two times, an extra $149 a month to her portfolio because she went and got the 401k match. I know that example is pretty basic and obviously there's a lot of assumptions there, but the point of it was to tell you that if your company offers a 401k match, more often than not, it is smart to take it, at least at a minimum. Maybe you have more money to invest and Jill decides to put that money into an IRA, into a brokerage account because she wants to reach financial independence earlier than, you know, traditional retirement age. I understand that, but at a minimum, it would be silly to not take your 401k match. That's what I think a lot of people would agree on because it is the instant double of your money. You're contributing more money. Let's say, for example, 3% for your income is $300 a month or $400 a month, and your company matches that. If it's $400 a month, that means you are really contributing $800 a month into your 401k. You do that for 35 years, you get an 8% rate of return on average, starting at zero. Your 401k could be worth $1.8 million. You're putting in $400 a month. Your company's matching at $400 a month. You do that for 35 years, your working career. You're really contributing $800 a month. You have a portfolio in your 401k balance of $1.8 million. This is the power of the 401k match. Personally, where I work right now, we don't have a 401k. And my first job out of college, I had a 401k and I took the match. I didn't do more than the match, and that's a conversation for a whole different day. But I took the match because it was a smart thing to do. Even though some people will say that the investment options inside your 401k are not the greatest, I do agree with that. But they're not so bad that it makes no sense to get an instant 100% return on your money. It's free money. Your employer is saying, hey, here's a benefit for you. I'm going to double up your retirement savings. Let me do that for you. It's free money. So you would be silly to not take it, in my opinion. What you do after the match, that's up to you. Again, a conversation for a different day. But to the match, you would be silly to not take it. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to share it with a friend. If you really enjoy the podcast episode, please be sure to rate it 5 stars on any podcasting platform you're listening to it right now. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.